Alora, cancer has taken many things away from me, but the one thing it hasn't taken away is my smile. These are the words Addison Hill, a 13-year-old from Alora known as Addie, wrote in a short story detailing her experience going through cancer treatment at a young age. She found a lump in her breast last summer and later a biopsy found it to be cancerous. Specifically, it's angiosarcoma, a rare and aggressive form of cancer that begins in the cells that line blood or lymph vessels. Despite facing a tough diagnosis that would require surgery to remove the tumor and multiple rounds of chemotherapy and radiation, she's not letting it bring her down. I just feel like there's other kids who are going through worse than I am, and I'm getting chemo to make me feel better, so it's killing the cancer, Addison said in a phone interview. I'm just thankful for that. I just try to think of the positive things rather than crying about it. Addison's mother Jessica Hill said her daughter's positive mindset and cheerful outlook has left an impression on the staff at Sick Kids Hospital in Toronto, where she is now a patient ambassador. Her mom explained patient ambassadors sort of act as the face of sick kids, and share their story to garner support for the hospital. Jessica said nurses fight over her, and she's become something of a celebrity on the 8th floor, the oncology wing. Nurses will come in a room so that Addison can cheer them up. It speaks volumes, Jessica said. She clarified that it's of course not fun to go through chemotherapy, but sees her daughter making the best of the situation. You kind of go through life thinking that your kids are going to learn from you, but really it turned around and we're learning a lot from a 13-year-old kid, Jessica said. I've had more than my fair share of adult friends and her teachers at school, everyone telling us that we're learning so much from this kid. To be going through what she's going through and to still put a smile on her face and to have the positive energy she has, you know, it just puts things into perspective for us. Addison is between treatments for now, which has allowed her to go back to school, and she got to set foot on the basketball court, which she loves as she is part of the CW Celtics team. While she couldn't really run, Jessica said she was able to shoot a few hoops, which Addison said made her really happy. Addison is resuming chemotherapy on Monday, and Jessica said a biopsy showed the tumor is regrowing and there are signs of cancer spreading to her liver. Her exact status is uncertain until scans are done later this month. The Hill family is looking to give back to the hospital that has treated Addison so well. They are holding a fundraiser with food, craft sales, basketball and more at Center Wellington District High School on July 9, Addison's birthday weekend. Sick Kids has given a lot to me, and because of people donating money it saves my life, so I was hoping if I donate money I could save other people's lives too, Addison said. Jessica said she sees her daughter determined to keep going and she isn't taking pity on herself. She doesn't want self-pity. If I try to help her and get her something in the room she's like, Mom, I got it, Jessica said. She's an animal, that's why I want to celebrate our local superhero Addison on the fundraiser day, because I want to celebrate her story and inspire others at the same time. Learn more about Addison's journey and how to get involved with the fundraiser at the Team Addie Facebook page.